This is Across the Sea. Come take a voyage with us across the airwaves with the Pete Jones Show.
We are so on the case that we didn't even bother doing a...
It is Mike 2, yay!
Mike 2 is up! We love Mike 2.
Right, I'm going to go live on Instagram.
She's going live on Instagram. I don't even know what that means. That's just stuff that kids say.
Sorry, I'll borrow you my teenagers.
Oh, you just... You're ace. Although you are kind of versed in the teenage thing, aren't you? You do have a fair few going on there.
Yeah, and I'm relieving my teenage years, probably. That's probably what...
Is that what you reckon?
Can't you tell?
Yes, of course I can. Yeah. We were just talking about the Ben Stiller, Naomi Watts movie earlier.
Was it called
While We're Young?
Well, I'll look it up on Netflix later. I can't remember what it's called.
I think it's called that.
The Brad Status, equally is good. Same sort of theme.
Oh, okay.
Ben Stiller movie.
It's basically people in their early 40s, like you and I, obviously.
Yeah.
Easy, thank you.
I'm proud.
No texting people to correct that. And it's basically them bumping into early 20s, aren't they?
Yeah, 20s, 30s, and then realising, oh, I've reached a certain place.
I love
where I've lost
film.
My enthusiasm, and I'm a super skeptic, and I'm doing a lot of eye rolling.
Yes,
I've lost the pizzazz of youth and life.
And they want to rekindle that artistic sort of flair and the freedom, don't they?
Yeah,
which they do, and then they kind of it smacks them in the face a little.
I get that at home. So when you watch the kids, like my teenage kids, come round with their teenagers, and then they get the fits of giggles when they are crying with laughter and rolling around the floor, and I miss it. When was the last time I did that?
Apart
from getting really drunk to get there.
Is that what we have to do now? And then most of the laughter is at us.
Let's try with the show. Yeah, okay.
Are we on, actually?
Well, you're lucky. You can't hear people laughing at you.
No, I do. This is why I live in this vacuum.
Apart from looking out the window.
I don't do that. No, I try. I look at Dave Ovette and Sons and go, that man sells a lot of bacon. And cheese, obviously. I mention him every week. I need to get funding from the guy.
You do.
Because he doesn't pay us a penny.
He probably is sponsored by Gromit, Wallace and Gromit.
Nice idea. I like that. So anyway, hi.
Hi.
What is going on in me and the band's world?
Oh my God, so much. Firstly, apologies. Ryan is not here today.
What is going on with Ryan?
Ryan is full on. Working, yes. working.
Is he?
He's going to be a dad again, number three.
Again, Ryan.
Yeah, and baby mama's doing really well. So he's just busy. He couldn't make it down today, so I am representing.
Fine. That's fine. But he was going to bring the keyboard.
I had that keyboard in my other vehicle, and apologies.
It's all getting confusing.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a day. I'm amazed that I'm here.
I'm amazed you're here. It was because I was so amazed you're here that I forgot
I heard you on the radio earlier. And me and the band are coming. Did you hear the doubt?
Yeah, there was a bit of doubt going on in that intro. Maybe I should redo that intro with a lot more confidence. I don't know. So Ryan couldn't make it. You couldn't get the keyboard. It's in the other vehicle. The keys are under the thing and the mat.
I'm happy to sing you a cappella, but also we do have some tunes on the CD.
You know I love a cappella, so you shouldn't have said that. But we do have tunes lined up on this amazing album, Mind Matters, which I have been playing tracks from. And as I explained to you off air, I must have had like the first run or sort of some demo print.
You did, yeah.
There's not a scratch of info on this album.
Nothing. That's why I'm here today.
Absolutely nada. So when I have played tracks of, all I knew was it was called Mind Matters, and right. I obviously know it's you, me and the band. That is M-E-E, folks, by the way.
That it is about me, because we all stand for self-love and taking care of the self first, because otherwise you don't have anything to give others. That's
right.
Me.
Do I need to do that?
Say me like that?
No, just start whatever that thing you said, self-love and...
Do you not love yourself, Pete?
Well, I don't know. I never thought about it.
I mean, I'm not here to give you therapy sessions. I'll give you my business.
Okay, but is the clock running? And how much?
Cause I'm afraid we're out of time.
I was going to say, you're on for 45 minutes. Is that going to cost me more? If I bring you off at 30, will that be cheaper?
Yeah, maybe. If you do some extra sessions, yeah.
Okay, so we've got to start with loving ourselves. Okay, tick. And then we have love to give.
Right.
Is that true?
Yeah, so you've been playing the songs on random, but...
Yes, I have.
The whole album,
yeah.
Ryan and I have been creating it through the last 3 years, as and when family and jobs can, you know, accommodate.
Yes.
Life gets in the way sometimes.
Yeah.
And all the songs are inspired by the different stages of the mind.
Okay.
So the Unmastered Mind, chapter one...
Yes.
has got six songs in it and what have you, and it addresses the conflict and stresses that we have in life that are oftentimes influenced by technology and too much screens and social media and stats and hits and followers and all that nonsense and worry and anxiety. And then it nicely, it's a bit of an emotional journey. So the second chapter is the Mastering the Mind, where we look at creative solutions to cope in this modern day world. And we look at, you know, meditation and breath. And although it's not a hippy-dippy album, it's proper pop.
It sounds beautiful.
Super
the
catchy hooks, lots of tongue-in-cheek.
And I knew none of this stuff that you know. So the layers.
And then once we apply those different things in our lives, then we can benefit from them, which is the third chapter, The Mastered Mind, which I don't believe exists, by the way. It's just this utopia that we could never achieve. But it's,
what is the concept of the mastermind, the mastered mind?
Is that the daily practices of taking a break, looking after the self and applying self-love and looking at your negative thinking, seeing if you can maybe find different ways of thinking to benefit you. It's really basic stuff, you know. If you wake up and you go, I really feel can I swear online?
Not really.
I feel really... poop.
Right. Thanks. Good. Thank you.
God, that was really hard to do.
Well done.
You know, and
thank
I'm
you.
Ugly, or I'm this, or I'm not good enough, or I should quit, or I should give up, and, you know, I don't have enough time. All of those things aren't beneficial. But if you start to think, well, maybe I could carve out some time, and you know, it's just a matter of looking at things in a different positive light.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, I like all that.
Thanks.
Is this your first album?
Yeah.
Okay, because you've been around, you know, but we had you in...
Yeah, I've done loads of singles, and I've actually got an archive of seven albums, but it takes so long to record them.
Yeah.
I've actually recorded, you know, Cockwomble?
I do.
That's not swearing, that's actually their name.
No, I know. In fact,
Ali Gavin is also an amazing
sound engineer. Well, we've got a track lined up for him a little
brilliant.
Later.
I'm a massive Cockwomble fan.
And Sparrow. I've got a Sparrow track lined up.
Sparrow, brilliant. I think I've plugged them before when I was online last time.
There you go. There you go.
So he helped record it all. But I've actually worked with about five different producers.
Oh.
And there's loads of like voice sampling. Do you know Tung? The band Tung? T-U-U-N-G?
No, I do not.
Brilliant festy band. And then there's just lots of soundscapes and sound effects. So it's got a sort of lo-fi trip-hop feel.
I love the look. I love your look and feel. That is just so stunning. It's beautiful.
We've changed that now. You're going to see a different one.
Oh, hello. So but that is good.
It is. Well, what's it's developed gorgeous. On the back of Ryan and I performing those at festivals.
Yeah.
Is our love of the old festy bands and costumes and carnival and all those sorts of things.
How far back are we talking? Woodstock or are we going, you know,
I'm not that old, 90s? Osric Tentacles, Hawkwind.
I'm not that old. I wasn't saying you were. I was just saying retro. I wasn't saying gigs we might have been to. But
well, maybe. I don't know about Woodstock.
I mean, Hawkwind.
Woodstock's a bit more
Hawkwind's
hippie.
Pretty long time ago. Hawkwind. Yeah. I mean, the old Hawkwind,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, I think I saw them on their way out. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No.
I still remember going to a festy here in Brighton and Osric were playing.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So that sort of flamboyant... When I go to a show, I love to have everything. I'm a greedy audience participant and I like to have the whole, you know, visual and audio and maybe some audience participation. So that's what we've tried to create.
Should we play this track? What have you lined up here?
Loving's Easy is a track off the album and we actually made a music video that you can check it out online on YouTube on our channel. And it's a 360 music video, so you can put it in your VR goggles.
That.
Yeah, it's full on trippy.
You are just ahead of the curve, you are.
Yeah.
Love that. Well, let's have a listen and then a chat.
And this is what I think about love. Love for me, love in season, you got plenty, love for you, I got love for me.
Does it jump like that normally? What's going on there? What's going on there? I haven't heard that jump before. That was, up until the last drop, which went all a bit fuzzy, Loving's Easy. I should bring your mic up, really. That would help, wouldn't it? Mind Matters. We've got Me in, M-E-E, from Me and the Band. I'm gonna, in the meantime, because this happened last week, so I'm going to take it out and give it a bit of a,
clean it on your T-shirt.
We've got, what do you mean, T-shirt? We've got the engineers on it at the moment.
That's right.
T-shirt.
Jeff, sort it out, Jeff.
We've got the
make us a cup of wine.
We've got about four engineers from Reva rushing around us as we speak.
Massaging your shoulders.
He's doing all sorts of things, I tell you. But what, you know, with on salaries that they're on, let's face it, it's the least they could do. So you were off air, we were talking about, you were saying, have you got a backup plan sort of national Brexit kind of way? And I said, not really, but my son's kind of Irish. And you were saying, well, you know, you're going down some sort of Polish route here.
Oh, my word. So my mother's Polish.
Right.
I was actually born in Bromley, but I didn't speak English till I was seven.
What?
Yeah, it's nuts.
You didn't speak Polish either. They just kept you in a cupboard, right? I mean, this is
like Harry
wrong.
Potter.
You know that's wrong.
And then I learned English in school, and kids pick up really quickly.
Well,
so it's always in the back of my head. And then I shook my accent when I was about 13 to avoid bullying. But so this album that you're playing music from,
yes,
we're going to release it in March, finally.
Good.
Oh my God, there's new imagery going to come out, and hallelujah.
Hello.
And we've been working really hard, and it's 23 tracks of loveliness. Amazing, massive album.
Yes.
And last year we got slightly sidetracked because my family for Christmas wanted me to play them a song, which I did. I wrote for them. So Polish people love, it's a national treasure dish. You can actually go to restaurants and just order this one thing.
Okay.
And it's a dumpling and it's called pierogi.
Mm.
You spell it pierogi, P-I-E-R-O-G-I.
Okay.
And you can fill it with anything you want. You can
like
think
that.
It, you
so
can
it could
fill
be it. Savory or sweet.
That's right. And off the menu in Poland, you can just say, you know, one of those, one of those, one of those, and have a whole plate of different ones. So people go nuts. People fight over them. It's a big, big, you know, issue. And so I wrote this tongue-in-cheek spoof song, played it to the fam, and they were like, oh, that's brilliant. Right, next year, we want a whole music video, Eurovision style. And I went, you're on, I'm doing it. And then, as luck would have it, we had the funding, and we made a music video with some very talented film crew, because we work in the film industry.
It's
our bread
good.
And butter. And we laughed so much putting the storyboard together and making this thing that we thought, if other people don't laugh, it's this much, it'd be, you know, we couldn't imagine that it wouldn't succeed. And it went viral. In a space of a month or under a month, it was it hit 1 million, and then it's still climbing. We'll probably get to 2 million by the end of the year. And a massive Polish demographic in this country and in Poland. And then I got calls to go on Polish TV. I ended up on Polish radio. Loved me. I was having people going, oh my God, is that you? But they're playing it all the time on the radio. PRS, if you're listening.
Yes.
I'm still owed royalties. Please read the emails.
Hello.
Yeah, they're on it. They've replied.
Just had a text in from Anna Galowski.
Oh, yeah.
You see,
is that Polish?
She's saying, it's lovely, very yummy.
Is that Anna?
It's saying listening in Hove.
Oh my God, yeah. I think that's one of my biggest fans, massive supporter.
Oh,
Anna.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
She loves dumplings.
Yeah, what Polish person doesn't, really? And
don't
if you try them, you'll be completely converted.
Well, I'm, you know, thanks for bringing
you
such,
have to watch
such
a video,
an array.
Pete. It's so funny. The whole thing is just a massive joke. But now it's a bit like that. For what is that? Who did, is this the way to Amarillo?
Oh, yeah.
Who did that?
Well, you mean the jokey version or the real one?
Well, either way,
good.
Yeah, the other Pete.
Yeah.
Who's the other Pete?
That
one.
Peter Kay.
The funny one.
Peter Kay.
Peter Kay.
I'm letting that go.
But then you get known for the song, and people
yes,
want
you,
you to do it. And I've gone to gigs up in Camden with Ryan, and we've had a really nice gig. We've had all our headdresses lined up. And then people approach us at the end and go, what happened? Why didn't you play
What on earth
the
are you
song?
Thinking?
And we're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Proper Polish,
so
no, offended Polish fans.
So you've obviously, you're on it because you guys know what you're doing. But can you not, is there some level of milking this that you haven't gone down? Have you gone to Poland to do it?
Yeah. I mean, what, to perform it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on National Polish Television.
But, so you went over there.
Yeah. Their version of TVAM or whatever, like, you know, the Philip Schofield version.
Just brilliant.
Really glossy. And we went and messed with their juju and had this massive entourage. I've got a dumpling costume and found somebody
of
in Poland in a theatre group to get in it and some street dancers that learn the dance. It's a really funny video. You have to
I
watch
didn't know
it.
Any of this.
Yeah.
I love this. This is so good.
There's been another spoof on the back of that one, which we'll release. But that's got us into Pride because they love all the theatrics.
Oh, now wait a minute, because I saw that in your thing.
I might be premature. I'm getting an email tomorrow that should be confirmed.
Well, I mentioned it on Facebook already today.
As you know, listening, London Pride, we're coming anyway.
Me and the band are playing at Pride. But I didn't realise, I thought you meant Brighton Pride.
I'm going to apply for that too. I don't think it's too late. But I don't know if they're doing the same format, because this is sort of merging talents competition, because they have a lot of, they're inundated with acts.
How very, very cool.
So cool.
What track have you lined up?
The next one's a bit of a ballad. It's one of my favourites. It's a sort of tribute to all people with a passion and an idea and a dream, still holding down a day job and, you know, dealing with family, etc. And it's about not giving up on your dreams. Was over quick.
It's very over
I'm sure
quick.
That's the first time you've heard that, Pete.
Well, to be honest, never heard that before.
Flirting with the DJ.
Mind Matters, One of These Days. Track 13 from this, what is it, 26 tracker?
23 tracker. It'll be out in March.
Crazy concept. So out in March. Are you guys going to sort of tour it or gig it?
We've applied to do festies this year. We're hoping to do the Big Green Gathering and... Yeah, we're waiting to hear back. So January, February is application time for artists, and then you hear back March, April, and then the summer hits, yeah.
And if in the meantime, would you do a launch, just a one-off with you?
So this is the plan. I've got a master plan, and you know I do.
I know, because you're just planned up.
Yeah, so Mind Matters is pretty much about mental health.
Yeah.
And this hot on the money at the moment. You know, Gillette just did a massive rebranding for the, instead of the best a man can get, the best a man can be.
Oh,
and
good.
It's all about looking after men, because the statistics show that suicide rates in men between 22 and, I mean, I'm just kind of retelling a story that I heard, but up to 40 is quite a high count. So they're trying to raise awareness and getting men to talk more emotionally, nationally. So there's a big rise, and especially on this sort of Me Too feminist movement, where all human beings are saying, yeah, let's talk about it. Mental health affects everybody. Ruby Wax is my massive guru here. I love her so much.
Funny enough.
Yeah, she raised so much awareness on normalising it and joking about it and treating the mind as any other organ in the body. If something's broken, it's broken.
She's always been hot on this. Yeah. She was on the Andrew Neil couple of weeks back.
Yeah, she's just amazing.
What's your link with it, if anything? I mean,
oh, so I'm not. I'd be really candid and open, and I'm sure that I've suffered with depression at, you know, a couple of points in time. And luckily for me, I've got a really lovely, strong family that got me through it. And when I say that, you know, the stigma attached to it, that didn't mean that I was collapsing and wasn't able to do school runs and organise birthday parties and go to work and have a smile on my face. But it's, you know, it's not sadness. I think Jim Carrey put it perfectly. Depression isn't sadness. It's the body shutting down, and you don't understand it yourself. You know, this sort of cyclic feelings that you can't shake. And you think, well, what's wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I did swear. Sorry, what the frick?
I'm not sure what you said then.
And so, yeah, I mean, I've just...
You see that red light up there?
Yeah. That's a no-no?
It's kind of a broadcasting thing, yeah. Okay. It's fine. Carry on.
It was like hemorrhoids advert. So that's my personal thing. But I've also, you know, family members as well. And I think it's a great thing for me to talk about and to normalise as well. So what's coming up in May?
Yes.
It's National Mental Health Awareness Week.
Yes, it is.
I'm hot on it, and I'm approaching sponsors to sponsor us, because on the back of our massive show last year, where we showcased this and we videoed it from every angle with 5 videos.
What did you video?
Our Mind Matters show, with all the different chapters.
Right.
Multimedia, so immersive experience. Shepherd's Bush Empire, would you have it?
I'm sorry, what?
So on the, like, okay, let's backtrack. On the back of the dumpling,
are you kidding me?
Pierogi song,
yeah,
which went crazy. The Polish community then here, which this Polish radio station up in North London that I visited had over, so they have like over 80,000 listeners daily. They're a really big show. And then they played the Pierogi song. And then they said, oh, you'd be great for a support act for one of our big Polish pop stars, who is the version of Blondie or Cyndi Lauper.
Right.
She's been a songwriter from the 70s, etc. And I said to them, well, I'll do it and I'll do the Pierogi song, but you've got to let me have a 40-minute set and I'll do the Pierogi song at the end. Knowing full well that none of these punters are going to know any of my songs.
No.
But they would be wowed by the theatrics and the props and the stage. You've got to check it out on YouTube.
Oh, this is great.
You'll be blown away.
Why are
by
we
the 30
minutes into this chat and this is just the first thing I've heard of the Shepherd's Bush
It was
Bush
a perfect
Empire.
Showcase. It's perfect to show sponsors that are for Mental Health Awareness Week to go, look what we can do. But on the back of it, we want to do an entirely sort of, what's it called, immersive theatre.
Okay.
And that it would be a show in the middle, and
so
then
you
walk out.
So you would do this for the whole week, like once a night?
Or? So maybe for, a long weekend, or, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Up in London?
I reckon.
Yeah,
why
not?
Really big venue. We're looking at underground tube stations.
Okay.
Perfectly tunnelling people through. Certain,
almost like on sort of promenade theatre.
Yeah, and then you'd go through your different, the unmastered mind, mastering. So you'd have, your whole sessions of, a whole hall of therapists where you could sit down on the couch and they could ask you quick fire 3 questions, a bit like speed dating or something.
Okay.
And then you're up and then off to the next thing. And, the next room would be, covered in affirmations and inspirational quotes hanging from the ceiling, etc. And then tunnels to go through of audio, reactive sensors that would trigger really negative voices that you would walk through with strobe lighting and really moody.
So a real,
proper immersive
experience.
Yeah.
As
sponsored by Gillette and Innocent Smoothies.
Who would be?
And any other
does
drug?
It matter?
Yeah, I don't know.
GlaxoSmithKline,
any other antidepressant?
Just chuck them in, man. Does it have to be relevant, even the sponsor?
Well, I think that the relevance is that most big corps and brands want to be shown to look after their employees and their staff, and to be shown to be supporting this very worthy cause. Because if your mind goes, I think the statistics for money lost in people being off work with depression and mental health problems is huge. So tackling it is a really big deal for the financial world, and all of the big corp sectors. So it's across the board. Everybody's affected.
I just think this is fab.
Yeah.
Really, really good. And with the Shepherd's Bush gig, did that get you guys thinking, okay, we just got to do this more and just get out there. And
it just got me to thinking, and I keep talking about it, and everyone's like, I want to be a part, it's so great.
Which is great.
It is great, really.
How do people find your stuff? I've got...
put in me and the band into YouTube or Google, and it just everything. I'm all over social media, I'm all over it. Yeah, and go and check out the live stuff and all the headdresses and the fun.
Come on, people, get on with it. Listen.
Why are you still listening? Yeah.
Yeah, why are you not doing this now? I tell you what, while you're doing that, why don't we play them a track?
Yeah,
should we do that?
Yeah.
I'm just reading your scrawl.
Oh, thanks very much.
Does that say J for JJ or J?
That sounds so rude, though. I'm sorry, I did not spell it out. It stands for Jump for Joy Joy.
Why didn't I not know that?
And you repeat Joy to underline that it's about Joy.
And not Love Joy.
Oh, no. I had a crush on him.
Crazy. We'll talk that off air.
You're listening to The Pete Jones Show on Radio Reverb.
Yes, you are. That is very, very true. That was Jump for Joy Joy. There you go. See, I know.
We're going to do a music video for that.
Are we?
Yeah. When? Do you want to be in the music video,
Pete? I've got to go. What are you talking about?
Not right now. Later this year.
Oh, right. Of course.
We've got this image of bikers in tutus jumping, and we'll catch them in flight midday on the
right.
And then grannies in, leather helmets.
I don't know.
Well, not my granny.
No, right.
Grannies, plural.
Right. Okay.
Babies. You only throw a baby in the air, and then they do those cute giggles.
Seen that?
Yeah. Those sorts of things.
No, that. Great. Out of all that list, what was I? The baby, the granny, or the biker? Because, you said you could see me in the video, and then you rattle off all
just
these
things. Just as crazy. Yourself.
Oh, well, that would be
with
scary.
Your headphones on.
I've got to love myself first, though.
Yeah, I think you might do.
Really?
Yeah.
Working it.
I'm just reading your aura.
She is. Would you get off? seriously.
Fuck off, woman.
This woman is reading stuff. I know. You know, we need to build a bigger desk. So we have me and the band right here, right now. Mind Matters is the name of the album, which is officially released on the 22nd of March. I just made that up. Is that true?
Just make that happen.
Is that
I'm
going to
write that on my hand. Then you know things
I'm
get
sure
done.
I'm sure you said something like that.
22nd.
It just sounded like I knew
Pete
what I was talking
said
about.
So I'm
yes.
going to show the Grammys.
There's also, what's this be a super fan thing? I love me. Thank you. There you go. See?
Pete said so. Is going to do it?
It's official. Yeah. 22nd of March. There's a little flyer that comes with it, and it all looks very trendy and scan me and stuff. It's one of those symbols that I normally run away from because I don't know what they do.
It's called a QR code. So every gig, we hand them out, these flyers. And
okay.
If you have a QR app, which you can download on your phone,
right.
You scan it and you become a super fan.
Yeah.
You put your email in and then we send you some free songs to say thank you for being our fan and a few emails.
That's just amazing.
Yeah, it's clever.
So hashtag I love me will get you there. Claim your free song. Have you had a good old response for that? I bet you have.
I don't know, but I just want to share with you somebody. So somebody from Instagram, because we've got lots more listeners here as well.
Are we broadcast? Is this live?
Yeah.
Jeez, we've got to sort this copyright
I should have, I should have paid you. But Lucy says, I would like to jump for JoJo, but currently going through sad.
Oh, okay.
Which is what the album's
all
about.
Is that from
about.
Lucy?
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, Lucy.
So
are you
sorry that you're sad.
So is she listening on Instagram to us having a chat?
Yeah.
Hi, Lucy. I hope you're hanging in there, to be honest.
Yeah, and feel you're sad. You know, it passes like the weather eventually, but...
I was just about to say that. It's not... You can't run away from it, but you can't wallow, I guess, or be beaten by it. Is that right?
Yeah, or don't deny it
really
feel it and allow yourself and be with people that can handle it. Because a lot of people go, cheer up, chin up.
No, don't.
And you're like,
that's not right.
See, I was going to swear then.
You were. Like, she's so on the swear box.
Leave me alone.
The money we've made here at Revo. We should get you in every week.
You should have one here. That's
we could
idea.
Fund this station on the back of your cousin. Tell you, we could. So there's so many good groovy projects you guys are up. I love the Shepherd's Bush thing. Is that able to? Can we see that whole gig?
Yes, please.
You've uploaded it.
Punch in me and the band into YouTube.
I'm going to stop you right there. Can you stop doing stuff for free? Because you said a minute ago you had 1 million or 2 million hits on, what was that on?
Right, on the Eat Pierogi song.
Yeah, was that on YouTube? Or
yes.
And how much did you get from that, money-wise?
Okay, so to be really transparent, we are signed up with Google Ads and AdSense, all the things you're supposed to do as an artist.
Right.
And you'd think that, you know, nearly 1.5 million views would get you something.
I would imagine it would get
you. Well, I got paid
out. Good.
And with Spotify included, something like £111.
£111.
Yeah, I love that pause. Yeah.
For over 1 million.
Yeah.
And really?
I've got to say, you know, I go through my ups and downs and I can feel, you know, my sadness as an artist is, wow, I put so much effort and money and time and love into doing something. And a lot of other people did as well, that brings so much joy to people. But art's so undervalued.
But see, the thing is, you guys can only do this because you have other careers.
Well.
Because how could you otherwise do this?
Well, that's right.
Which
you
is
know, you have to
bonkers.
Pay the bills somehow.
So there's we're always working 2 or 3 lives, aren't we?
Yeah.
In a sense.
And people say, well, passion project. And yeah, sure, I'd do this without that getting paid. I would, because I've come to that realisation that there's nothing else I can do, because I always come back to it.
Yeah.
So instead of giving up.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, wouldn't it be lovely
wouldn't
if everybody went to my Patreon site, if you're listening, Reverb, and paid 50p.
That's it.
Like 1.5 million people pay me 50p.
I know.
Me and you could go on holiday. I could come with you to your summer holiday you were talking about earlier.
Well, I might have been. Okay, back to the fact that you're giving everything away for free. How can we see this amazing show that you put on at Shepherd's Bush?
So look out for all of my social media. Please, what's really big, if people follow and like Facebook and Instagram, and I know that it sounds really cliche, but it's a huge thing because statistics help booking agents and locations book us because they realise, okay, they've got a decent following.
So this is that
locations.
The only avenue that you can think? Because even, what about the album when Mind Matters is launched on the 22nd of March, if you check your wrist?
Well, it'll be
released
onto the digital platform.
So
Spotify and iTunes and Amazon and all the rest.
Right, so iTunes, you get money per download, right?
Yes.
Spotify, is that
but
free?
But who's actually doing that?
I've no idea.
Because most people with iTunes, with an iPhone, have Apple Music. And I tell you what's really out of date. We're talking
tell
about
me.
Our age.
Yeah, I wasn't, but
so
yeah.
So anybody under the age of 25
yeah.
don't have money to spend on, like we did on vinyl, etc.
No, they don't.
So they go to YouTube.
Right.
And that's just streaming. It's like Spotify. So streaming is really...
So back to my point, the only time they will spend money, presumably, is on the gig.
Bums on seats is what counts. And bums not swearing. I can say that again and again.
Well, I wish you well. That's why I'm trying to get you to do the Shepherd's Bush Empire gig
again. Have I not just talked about that, though, the mental health awareness?
Do you think I was listening? Yes, you have. I know, but we need to take it around the place.
We're going
to
do it again.
You know.
Yeah, we are,
you need
definitely.
To go to Edinburgh, the festival.
The Fringe, yeah.
Come on, for goodness sake. We're banging out of time here.
Oh.
Which isn't, you know.
I'll come back again.
Would you mind?
I would so like
And bring that guy, Ryan, and bring the keyboards, and bring the other car. I don't know what... none of that makes sense.
Can I bring the dancers and the headdresses?
Yeah.
We could do a mini Mind Flatters here.
If you look around, I know you're only aiming that camera one way, but if you look around, we cleared the whole hall for you here. It's like Maid of Vale Studios here. That is not necessary. By the way, so you know, yes, you can see how much we could get. 40 space. Was it 40 45
we know,
could get
them all in here. It reminds me of is that those photos of how many people can you cram into a telephone booth or a mini.
Yeah, well, we've done it. I've had a 7-piece band in here.
Have you?
Not kidding. Not kidding.
Brass band.
Well, no, it wasn't a brass band, it was
so
just a band.
Great.
Man,
so great.
Like, we had drums there behind there.
Oh my God.
We had a double bass in the corner.
Yeah,
seriously, we had keyboards in that. It was a
All right, now you've
we had a cocon over there.
Oh, I like how you said that.
We've raised the bar for you people.
Oh, I'm going to take that as a challenge.
Take it and run with it, baby. In the meantime, we got to run, sadly. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
And, you know, you were apologising very, very sweetly earlier in the day about the fact that you couldn't play live. It's been absolutely fantastic to have you here. And for playing all these tracks. So what are we going to go out on? I've got track 16 lined up. What is this?
Oh, it's called Waves of Plenty, and it's about feeling abundant.
Can I just say, you've been absolutely inspirational. Seriously, a lovely lift on a Monday. And Lucy, if you're still listening, she's here for all of us, this lovely me.
She's just said, dziękuję, which is thank you in Polish. You're amazing.
Well, there you go.
And we think you're amazing, Lucy.
We really do. So thank you so much for bringing just such a huge ray of sunshine.
Money in my pocket, I feel richness in my soul. Gonna keep it here and lock it. I'm on quality control.